Today I'm going to talk about effect of floor surface, shoes, floor cleaning on risk of slipping in limited service restaurant workers. And when I say limited service restaurants, I mean fast food workers, where you get your burgers and fries. Last year I presented preliminary finding at APHA, and now I'm presenting final finding. And the findings have been published in OEM, and I've got reprints. So if you're interested, I can give you reprints of the manuscript. So my co-investigators in this project are Wen Cheng, Ted Courtney, Dave Lombardi, Emily Huang, Melanie Brennan, Murray Mittelman, Jim Weir, and Melissa Perry. So before I go on with my presentation, just a little bit about the Institute. So our mission is to advance scientific knowledge to improve workplace and highway safety and reduce work disability. And our mandate is to do research and publish our finding in peer-reviewed journals. We have four centers: Center for Injury Epidemiology, where I'm housed, and Center for Physical Ergonomics, Center for Behavioral Sciences, and Center for Disability Research. And for those of you who were not there, last evening our institute won an award from ICEHS section for its contribution to injury prevention research. So before I go on with my presentation, I just want to say that I have no financial relationships to disclose. So falls represent one of the greatest injury burden in the United States. They are the leading cause of injury. They cause injury at work, they cause injury at home, they cause injury at public places. And we know that population is aging and our workforce is aging. So we can say that the burden of injury from falls is going to be high in the future, and it may increase in the future. So for this study, we looked at risk of slips and falls in restaurant workers. And for two reasons. The number one reason is that restaurants are one of the biggest employers in the United States. They employ about 6.5% of the total workforce. About half of them work in full service restaurants. About half of them work in limited service restaurants. And if you look at the projection from Bureau of Labor Statistics, from 2008 to 2018, there will be 400,000 more limited food service and preparation workers. And this will be the fourth largest increase among any occupation group. So restaurants are large employers and they will continue to remain big or maybe even bigger. And number two reason is that the slips and falls are the leading cause of injury in restaurant workers. So they are exposed to slippery environment, food, oil, water on the floor. And that's why we decided to look at risk of slips and falls in restaurant workers. So in this study, we wanted to test four hypotheses. We wanted to test whether the higher floor surface roughness, higher coefficient of friction, use of slip-resistant shoes, and increase in the floor cleaning frequency will reduce the rate of slipping in limited service restaurant workers. And the inspiration for this study came from a cross-sectional study we did that was led by Wen Cheng and Ted Courtney, my colleague. Where we looked at friction and retrospective reported slipping, so 4-week history of slipping. So we wanted to look at these association in more detail. At baseline, we measured floor surface roughness, coefficient of friction, obtained information about slip-resistant shoes, floor cleaning frequency, and then we asked our participants to report their slipping experience every week for the next 12 weeks. So every week they reported whether they slipped or not, if they slipped, how many times they slipped, and how many hours they worked in the previous week for the 12 weeks. We recruited 36 restaurants from all the three major chains, so 10 from chain A and 13 each from chain B and C. We recruited these restaurants from 6 states, mostly kind of northeastern part of the United States, and about 475 participants. So on an average, about 13 workers from each restaurant. we measured floor surface roughness with a stylus profilometer. And what stylus profilometer is that it has a stylus that's microscopic. It grows across the surface and creates a two-dimensional profile of the surface. And then you can measure the roughness. And we measured coefficient of friction with this Brune Grabber slip meter. And this is, you have a 10-pound weight that you lift it, and it has a rubber sole, and then you drop it. So if it's 90 degrees, it will drop like this, and then you tilt it a little bit, and then make it drop, and then you keep tilting it. At some point, it will drop and slip, and that will give you an indication of what the friction is. So more rough the floor is, the more you can tilt without it going slipping. To measure floor surface roughness and coefficient of friction, we divided each restaurant into 8 locations. So front counter, drive-through, freezer, etc. And we selected 3 tiles in each of these locations, so 24 tiles total. And then when we measured roughness and coefficient of friction, we took the average of these 24 tiles. So there is, we have one restaurant level measure of roughness and coefficient of friction. And we calculated 2 measures of roughness. This is average of the peak roughness, and and this is just the average roughness. And this is because the laboratory studies have shown that these are the 2 measures that are most highly associated with the slipping. For slip-resistant shoes, we classified a shoe as a slip-resistant if manufacturer claimed that their shoe was slip-resistant by putting a slip-resistant marking on the sole. And at the baseline, we asked managers how many times on an average entire kitchen floor is cleaned every day. So that gave us an idea about floor cleaning frequency. Our outcome is rate of slipping. So as I said before, every week participants reported how many times they slipped in the previous week, how many hours they worked. If they reported a slipping, we also asked them, did you fell from slipping or did you got injured from slipping? So that was our definition for like a major slip. So major slip is a slip that either resulted in a fall or an injury or both. And participants could do it via telephone using our interactive voice response system. They can do it by the internet, so they can go on the web and fill a form every week. And if they were not comfortable with the both, any of the 2 methods, then they could send us a paper form every week. And if they didn't do their survey on the day that they were supposed to do, they got 1 reminder call. And we made all these survey material available in English, Spanish, and Portuguese. So for statistical analysis, workers are nested within restaurant. So we used generalized estimating equations model with compound symmetric covariance structure. And there was some evidence of over dispersion, so we used negative binomial distribution. So for the exposure distribution, I just want to highlight a few things. I just want to say that we measure our roughness measure in micrometers. Our coefficient of friction ranged from 0.45 to 0.86, with the mean of the average coefficient of friction is 0.68. And this range is very similar to the range that we found in our previous cross-sectional study. Most commonly, restaurants reported slip cleaning their floor twice, generally in the morning and then in the evening, and 68% of the workers were wearing slip-resistant shoes. A total of 1,168 slips were reported in 105,000 work hours, with an average rate about 35 slips per full-time employee per year. So on an average, every employee is slipping like about 3 times a month, about every 6th or 7th work day. And we'll look at the rate of major slips, so slips that resulted in a fall or an injury. It was about 2.6 major slips per full-time employee per year. So on an average, employees are falling or getting injured from a slip every 4 or 5 months. So I think that's pretty high, because when was the last time you fell or you got injured from slipping? This is our result. So in the unadjusted model, use of slip-resistant shoes, increase in coefficient of friction, and increase in floor cleaning frequency, they were all associated with the reduced rate of slipping. When we adjusted for age, gender, BMI, education, job tenure, language, and the chain of the restaurant, slip-resistant shoes was associated with the reduced rate of slipping. It reduced the rate of slipping by more than 50%. So about there was 54% reduction. So cutting the rate in like half. And for each 0.1 increase in coefficient of friction, slipping decreased by 21%. We looked at the interaction effect and they were not significant. So before going into more detail, since these are pretty big effect of slip resistant shoes and coefficient of friction, let me talk a little bit about the prevention potential. So there was a study done and published by Tom Lehman and Patrice Murphy, and it was published in 1995, where they calculated that the burden of economic burden of injury is from slips and falls is about $116 per worker in restaurant industry. Again, it's per worker, not per injury. So if you're ready to take this leap of faith and ready to believe that if the slip-resistant shoes reduce the rate of slipping by half, so they will also reduce the injuries by half, then about $60 will be saved for each slip-resistant shoe that you provide. We asked workers how much money that they paid for their slip-resistant shoes, and it was $30. So in the crude kind of return on investment, you get $2 for each dollar you invest. Obviously, study has limitations, and you may not be ready to take that leap of faith. But the other thing is that some of the large corporations who can accumulate person hours of work pretty quickly and see the effect of any intervention, they are providing slip-resistant shoes to their employees. So they're providing and paying, even in the fast food environment where the turnover rate is high. So they are probably seeing the effectiveness. So I think that makes sense. And similarly, if the restaurants take measures to improve their coefficient of friction by about 0.2, they can reduce the cost of injuries from slips and falls by about 35-40%. So this is the few analytical study to examine the floor surface roughness, coefficient of friction, slip resistant shoes, and floor cleaning in active work environment. So there are not many field studies that are done that look at the effect of these exposures in active environment. What we found was that again, that the range of coefficient of friction that we found in this study was very similar to what we found in the previous study. And that is relevant because we find that there is a high, if you look at the laboratory studies, right, what they say is that coefficient of friction between 0.2 to 0.6 is safe for walking. And what actually they mean is that if the coefficient of friction at this point is 0.5 or 0.6, and your heel strikes at this point, then you won't slip. But now there is an infinite number of points in this room. So you cannot measure coefficient of friction in this. So what is the way it is operationalized is that you do what we did, right? So you measure few coefficient of friction and take the average. Like OSHA has a non-mandatory guideline that says that on level walking, 0.5 is safe. But if you look at the average coefficient of friction that we measured, there is a high rate of slipping, which will be considered quote-unquote safe, but also that the rate of slipping is sensitive to increase in coefficient of friction. So if you go from 0.6 to 0.7, you reduce the rate of slipping. You go 0.7 to 0.8, you reduce the rate of slipping. So there could be an employer who could say that, oh, my average coefficient of friction is 0.6, I'm safe, there is not much I can do. So we want to say that first it's high, and then if you improve it, there is a reduction in the rate of slipping. We found that slip-resistant shoes were highly effective, but there is no standard criteria to label shoes as slip-resistant. So every shoe manufacturer that makes slip-resistant shoes, they have their own test, and by their test, their shoes are the best. So we need some consistent standard criteria that independent agencies can test it. And it may not be a global thing, right? So slip-resistant shoes that work in restaurant environment may not work when you're walking on the icy like sidewalk. So we need some more specific test. We did not find surface roughness to be associated with the reduced rate of slipping that laboratory studies have found. And one of the reasons could be is that we measured our roughness on a microscopic scale. And And many of the restaurants that we went to, they had this like macroscopic pattern. So maybe when you have these like raised pattern on the child, these microscopic measures may be less relevant. So again, there are many limitations of the study. I'll just focus on the two. One is that we relied on the self-reported slipping. And different people may have different threshold for reporting slipping. So some people may report just a minor slip, some people may report slipping only when this slip really slip. And if this threshold is different by people who use slip-resistant shoes or not, that could bias our results. So what we did was we looked at the proportion or the ratio of major slip to minor slips among those who are wearing slip-resistant shoes and those who are not. And if there is a difference in threshold, then this ratio would be different. And we didn't find that difference. So we think that that's unlikely. Again, the next limitation is that these restaurants are not a random sample. They are owned by large employers, so they are convenient samples. So some of the distribution of exposures may not be the same. For example, we found 68% of the workers were wearing slip-resistant shoes. That may not be the industry-wide practice. So for conclusion, I want you to remember just three things. Is that in an environment when there is a high hazard of slipping, the self-reported slipping can be used to assess risk factors and also to evaluate effect of intervention. The number two is the rate of slipping is high in limited service restaurants, even when their average coefficient of friction, and I'm saying average, emphasis is above 0.5 generally. And the third and most importantly, the use of resistant shoes and increase in coefficient of friction significantly reduce the rate of slipping. And both of these factors are modifiable and present a significant injury prevention opportunity. Thank you. Do you have time for questions? Okay, so maybe two questions. Okay.
Yeah, my name is Jake Pauls. I'm sorry I had to pop up for a phone call in the middle of your presentation, but I presume you took account of other factors, contaminants and so on, but did you also take account of the perhaps unusual gait among restaurant workers where they have to move quickly, take evasive action, do rapid turns, that kind of thing, operate in tight quarters?
Yes, so that's a very good question. And so there is another study that's going to be published in OEM that looks at the effect of rushing and distraction. So this is fast food, so you are taking orders and you are preparing. So that looks at the effect of rushing and distraction, and not surprisingly, both of them are associated with the increased rate of slipping. But other thing is that if you look at the effect modification by slip-resistant shoes, so they reduce the effect of rushing and distraction. So though they increase it, if the people are wearing slip-resistant shoes, that effect are a little bit lower in them. So I'll be happy to send you that one too. Okay, I've got three hands. Okay, well, I'll take one question and then we'll do it for the rest. Okay. We looked at the effect of floor contamination as a transient risk factor. And again, not surprisingly, it's the 15, 16 times higher risk of slipping when you're walking on a contaminated floor in comparison to when you are not. So, and that's again going to be published. That's part of our case crossover paper and looking at the transient risk factors.
Okay, one quick one.
What we did was, so the people who participated in the study, so after the study was done, we had a meeting with them. We presented them with the results and also specific to their results. There are many other things that they could do to improve, like floor contamination and all those. So we gave them the results and also results specific to their restaurants. And then our next step is to publish these findings in the peer-reviewed journals and hopefully take it from there. Thank you.